It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. No, it's just the nearness of you.
Viola Ammons. Hers is a prominent jazz family. Grandfather Albert was a noted boogie-woogie piano player, and her uncle was sax man Gene Ammons. But it hasn't been jazz all the way with Lila, because her parents listened to a lot of symphonic music and opera.
We kids and my brothers and sisters were listening to R&B and soul music and pop, rock, fusion, all of that. We were listening to a lot of different styles, a lot of R&B. And I was listening to folk music. For my first album was a Pete Seeger album that my oldest brother gave to me, because he had learned how to play banjo. He had taught himself how to play the banjo, and he gave that to me. And then my sister gave me a Judy Collins, and then they gave me Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I think that's why I have this strong sense of harmony. It was from some of these folk singers. Then forayed into classical music, and then kind of came back full circle to what I think really is my true love, which is jazz and blues.
You came back to jazz at a later time in life. You went through classical, you went through R&B. Does that give you a little different perspective on the jazz world than if you had just been doing jazz your whole life?
Probably, and it could be because I had so many experiences early in life and I was more mature. You know, by the time I came around, back around to jazz, I mean, it really had a lot of deep meaning for me. I knew that I was doing it because I loved it. It was something that I knew really touched me very deeply.
It isn't your sweet conversation that brings me this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
We're speaking with Lila Ammons, the jazz singer, about some of her songs. That was The Nearness of You, but you also like to do songs that are associated with some of your heroes, like Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Sarah is one of the few jazz artists that my parents actually really listened to a lot at home. So I had listened to her as a little girl, but really got reintroduced to her when I was in college. And I was attending University of Michigan, and during the summer, I did summer classes at the Interlochen Music Camp. And there I met a couple of people who were really into her, and she had just come out with some wonderful albums from the Pablo label. And that was really my first time really being able to focus on her music. And I think that actually had a very, very big influence on my decision to, you know, knowing that, okay, I'm in the middle of this classical. Somehow I'm going to, you know, after I do this for a while, I am going to go back to it. And I have to say that she was one of the people that got my energy, my psychic energy, to one day return back to jazz music.
Any particular Sarah Vaughan song?
One of the songs that I heard even years later was If You Could See Me Now, the beautiful Tad Dameron song that he actually wrote for Sarah Vaughan. So many people wrote music for her beautiful voice. And it is just an incredible melody with very interesting chord changes, and with the lyrics, it just fits so well. And also, it reminds me of my parents, because I would love for them to see where I am today. So that was another reason why I chose that song.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you.
If you could see me now, you'd find me being grave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you.
We are speaking with Lila Ammons, who sings with her trio at Hell's Kitchen in Minneapolis, Thursday, July 27th from 6 till 9 p.m. And Lila, looking at the titles on one of your CDs, you can't avoid the fact that there's a strong Brazilian connection going on with your singing.
That's right. Also, when I was young, my dad used to play George Shearing. And we had one of his albums. It was called, Bossa Nova. And so I was introduced to this sound, 50 years ago. That's how old I am. And I loved it. I loved the mood, the way it made me feel, and it has carried on through all of these years. So it was that George Shearing album of Bossa Nova. So I had this kind of in my ear. I've always loved it. Years later, 5 years ago, I was able to do a tour in Brazil, a 5-city tour, and it just really knocked my socks off. So I've always loved Brazilian music.
Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já não sei outro estratégia mais, mas não sei me conceito calypso, tcha tcha tcha. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai.
Lila Ammons leads her jazz trio into Hell's Kitchen in Minneapolis, Thursday, July 27th from 6 till 9 p.m. For information about all her shows, LilaAmmonsMusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.